This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because the stock market today, well, it didn't go up. And it didn't go down too badly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41 points. But it's below 30,000 now. I remember how basically exultant everybody had been when it passed that 30,000 mark and seemed to be churning up toward 40,000, 50,000, even more. The stock market was viewed as the little engine that could, just kept going. Now we are talking about recession. So two questions. Number one, what should the Biden administration do? Is there anything they can do other than flounder and lose? And anyone actually believe the Biden administration would be more effective at running the nation's economic relationship with the government? Would it be more effective doing that with a Republican Congress, which they seem very likely to get? We'll get to that question and to also the second question, what should individuals do in terms of your own investments, planning, spending, with inflation running close to 10% now? Not quite at the 20% level it was in the Carter era, but a lot of people think on the way to that. Peter Coy is a veteran of 32 years for writing for Business Week and its successor, Bloomberg Business Week. He now writes about economics for the opinion section of the New York Times, and he's been there since 2021. Peter, great to speak to you always.
Yes.
How bad is it going to get before people lose this sense of an oppressive, impending economic breakdown?
I think there's a pretty decent chance that we're going to have a recession. And you started out the show talking about the stock market. The stock market matters in two ways. Partly it's a barometer. It's a sensitive indicator of the health of the economy. But secondly, it actually affects the economy directly, because if stocks fall, people feel poorer and they spend less. Businesses become more reluctant to invest, so they invest less, and the result is a decline in economic activity, which can result in unemployment, and that can end up causing the recession that the stock market itself was fearing.
Okay, and when you say the likelihood of a recession, do you think that's imminent? Is that, well, let's talk about the calendar that everybody pays attention to. With the election coming in November, would we be in a recognizable recession before November?
Yeah, I'm not really good at putting percentages on things, but it's possible. I mean, we had a down quarter. The first GDP actually declined in the first quarter of this year, and it's expected probably to be back in positive territory in the second quarter. But, I mean, there are people who say recession has begun. Others are saying, no, we won't have one this year. We may not even have one next year. So naturally there's a wide variety of viewpoints, but this latest move by the Federal Reserve to raise the federal funds rate by 0.75%, which is the biggest increase in that key rate since 1994, puts a lot of pressure on the economy. It's obviously intended to rein in inflation, but it can have the unintended consequence of triggering a recession.
And in terms of when you talk about triggering the recession, with the Fed raising interest rates, that means that home mortgage interest rates are going
mortgages,
up.
Mortgages, for sure. Like, an example, At the beginning of this year, the rate on a fixed rate 30-year mortgage loan was a 3.1%. Now it's 5.8%. That's a huge increase in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And it's really hurting the housing market, naturally. People are backing away from purchases. Fewer sales are occurring. And the housing market is a key part of the economy.
And how much, in other words, just to bring this home for folks, if you have a variable rate mortgage, if your mortgage interest rate goes up to 5.8% from 3.1%, what kind of extra money are you talking about paying for rent, ever, basically to live in your house, to pay off your mortgage every month?
Yeah, just to be clear, the numbers I was giving you are for fixed rate loans. They've gone up by that much. Actually, I have not checked on the rates on variable rate, but, you know, they tend to be, they were even lower back in January, and I'm not sure where they are now. But, yeah, I mean, just think about it. You almost doubling the rate, your payments, and you do have an adjustable rate mortgage, your payments going up a lot, and your income, your salary is maybe not going up as much.
And the salary that you're getting has less purchasing power because of the inflation. I know that Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed, was predicting that they would get inflation down substantially before the end of the year. Is that realistic?
I think that is realistic, but it's partly for bad reasons. If the economy slows down a lot, which is actually what the Fed's trying to do, they're trying to take some of the heat out of the economy. Well, that's understandable. Certainly, the unemployment rate is very low, so low that employers are having trouble finding people to fill jobs. On the other hand, the downside is that when you cool off the economy, you're doing it by taking money out of people's pockets, so they can't spend so much. So it's not all, roses.
If you were looking for some kind of attention-getting change or initiative, something that President Biden could do to... Right now, it's 80% of Americans disapprove of his handling of the economy. What could he possibly do to turn that around before the election?
To me, actually, the risk is that he'll try to do too much. He'll panic and take actions that don't make sense. The U.S. economy is a giant aircraft carrier that's hard to turn around, and you shouldn't try to turn around abruptly. You should figure it's going to happen. If you have the right policies in place, you will get that change in direction. But if you panic and take extreme actions, you could have caused consequences that you're going to regret later. So I would say they should not be flailing around looking for things that are going to necessarily make all the difference by November.
And are you basically considering where the economy is now and where it's likely to be, I suspect agree with the consensus that regardless of other distracting issues and how things go with the war in Ukraine and whether the price of gas has begun to slow down or at least and maybe even go down, that it's going to be a tough environment for Democrats come November.
Yes, because inflation will still be high, and there's this chance that unemployment will be starting to rise. It's a bad combination.
Yeah, there are lots of bad combinations for Democrats, including the return of the reparations issue. Peter Coy, you can read his latest commentary at our website at michaelmedved.com. Always a pleasure. He's a writer about economics for the New York Times Opinion. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael MedVed Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this is a holiday weekend. We're coming into the Juneteenth holiday, newly created by the Congress of the United States and supported by various state governments, a holiday celebrating the end of slavery in the United States. That may have been the end of slavery, but a brand new Gallup poll, and it's actually a surprising Gallup poll, and I think it has one factor that you need to keep in mind behind it. Its headline of the polling information. It's a big poll. It's over 13,000 respondents of all races. It says Americans say government should address slavery effects. 6 in 10 say government is responsible for addressing the effects of slavery. Public is divided on whether government should formally apologize. See, that seems to me so contradictory, because if you have such a big majority saying you have to address the effects of slavery, then why would you not want to address those effects with some kind of additional formal apology? The formal apologies, there was one during the Bush administration, there was one during the Clinton administration. There have been a number of congressional resolutions recognizing the great evil of slavery and the devastating impact on black people in this country. Black Americans are highly supportive, not a surprise, of government action. What it seems to me is difficult here is the way the question is asked. It points out that as the U.S. marks the Juneteenth holiday commemorating the emancipation of U.S. slaves, a recent Gallup Center on Black Voices survey finds that most Americans believe black people today have been affected by the history of slavery in the U.S. and that the federal government has a responsibility to address those effects. Americans who think the government is responsible generally believe all black Americans, rather than just those descended from slaves, should benefit from programs to address the effects of slavery. But the public is divided on whether the federal government should formally apologize for slavery. Black people, 40% of Americans say black people are affected a lot by the history of slavery, with 27% perceiving some effect. In other words, combining 40% who say black people in effect a lot, and then some effect of slavery, which ended, of course, in 1865, that's a total of 67%. Only 17% say slavery has no effect at all. Black Americans are about twice as likely as white Americans to say the history of black people has been affected a lot by slavery. That is 63%. 32% of white people believe that. Hispanics right in between. What's fascinating to me here is what they didn't do. Is what they didn't do in this survey is something that even the Democrats are, I think, frightened to talk about, because if you say government should do something to impact the results of slavery, if you're talking about providing more opportunity in education, if you're talking about basically creating more job training programs, and maybe even universal preschool, things like that that are general programs. If you're talking about instead sending a reparations check, figuring out how much people deserve, first of all, if that is going to benefit everybody, it is ridiculous. Because one of the great things about America is, thank God, we have literally millions of very prosperous, successful, college-educated black people. It's not a situation where everybody is fighting the impacts of slavery. Some people, some families, have transcended that impact long ago. And, for instance, if you look at, well, not to pick on him, but just take, for instance, Cory Booker. Cory Booker is a brilliant guy. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was a football star, second team All-American at Stanford. He has prestigious degrees from Oxford University, from Stanford, and then from Yale Law School. And his parents and grandparents were very successful. His parents were both among the first major black executives at IBM. And look, Cory Booker, I think, would be the first one to tell you that he has, perhaps in terms of his background, a claim of suffering and profound suffering, because slavery is the most oppressive institution in the world. And black people suffered enormously under slavery. But the truth is that it's not the same as the people bring back the example of 40 acres and a mule, which was promised but never rewarded. General Sherman had been associated with that. And, okay, the truth of the matter is today, how do you deal with people like a Cory Booker who, and how do you deal with all the mixed race people? Especially at a time when, according to other polling, 94% of Americans have a positive attitude and approve of and endorse, mixed marriages between black and white people. And the idea that that the intermarriage rate with people in other racial groups is even higher. And the fact that how do you then stipulate how much money goes to which individual and which individuals deserve it. And again, the poll shows that people think that all black people should get some kind of special attention, special governmental attention. This also goes to what is really the core debate about critical race theory. And Ibrahim X. Kendi is somebody who's made a lot of money with the idea that we even read the account he had given about the fact that his one-year-old daughter had a favorite white doll that she had picked up at daycare, and he was so outraged that the daycare had not provided a well-integrated pool of dolls for the children. In other words, the idea of so much of critical race theory is you can't be colorblind, you have to be color conscious. But if you're a diverse society that is in the process of integrating even now, the idea of more emphasis on color, not a good idea. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You are speaking truth.
MedVet.
Your brilliance shining light onto this, speaking your truth, is nothing short of heroic.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. In California, Pacific Gas and Electric is working on an ambitious project to bury thousands of miles of power lines in an effort to prevent igniting fires with its equipment and avoid shutting down electricity during hot and windy weather. Here is PG&E's Donna Contreras.
Undergrounding reduces ignition risk by 99%. So we are starting in the areas of the highest fire risk.
Since 2017, the aging equipment of the nation's largest utility has been blamed for more than 30 wildfires that wiped out more than 23,000 homes and businesses. Peter Navarro, a former White House trade advisor for Donald Trump, pleaded not guilty Friday to contempt of Congress charges. Navarro refused to appear after receiving a congressional subpoena seeking testimony and documents in the House committee investigation into the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there continues to be a scandal, and there's no other word for it, associated with what the Democrats have been doing, which is basically sending buckets and buckets of money to some of the most pro-Trump, most stop-the-steal voices, most pro-January 6th voices. They are out there. There are about half of Republican Americans who believe that January 6th was a patriotic demonstration. Those people are getting money from Democrats. Now, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy reality. And the front page of the New York Times today, headline, Democrats aid GOP extremists hoping to beat them in fall. High-risk strategy for the party in power. And the piece by Jonathan Weissman says, even as national Democrats set off alarms over the threats posed by far-right Republican candidates, their campaign partners are pursuing an enormously risky strategy, promoting some of those same far-right candidates in GOP primaries in hopes that extremists will be easier for Democrats to beat in November. Those efforts, starkest in the Central Valley of California, where a Democratic campaign ad lashed Representative David Valadao, a Republican, for voting to impeach Donald J. Trump, have promised angry finger-pointing, prompted angry finger-pointing in a debate within the party over the perils and wisdom of the strategy, especially in the middle of the January 6th committee's hearings on the Capitol attack. I realize that this type of political gamesmanship has existed before, says Kathleen Rice, Democrat of New York. She's a member of Congress. I realize that this type of political gamesmanship has existed forever, but our country is in a very different place right now than we were in previous cycles, said Congresswoman Rice. For these Democratic groups to throw money, and so much money, at raising up a person who they know wants to tear down this democracy is outrageous. And Congressman Valadao, who was a victim of this, he survived his primary, but just barely. He also has a tough fight coming up against a Republican challenger. He's in the Central Valley of California. He said, I voted the way I voted, this on impeachment, because I thought it was important. But to put us in a spot where we're voting for these things and then try to use it as an ammo against us in the campaigns and put people that they potentially see as a threat to democracy in a position where they can become members of Congress, it tells me that these Democrats are not serious about governing. And another example of this has to do with the race of Pennsylvania's Democratic candidate for governor, whose name is Josh Shapiro. He's the attorney general, sitting attorney general in the state of Pennsylvania. And he got, with the help of a number of ads, he ended up getting the opponent he wanted, whose name is Doug Mastriano. He is very much a supporter of the stolen election theory. He was there on January 6th. He has made positive comments about the need to investigate the charges behind QAnon, and he wants to fight out over the election of 2020. Now, Mastriano is polling very far behind Shapiro, and right now he is being questioned about the fact that before the primary, he was doing ads that basically just said to the people of Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, he represents what Trump represents, knowing that Trump was a magic word in the primaries. And what Shapiro says is, look, this was not an attempt to influence the primaries. We thought that Mastriano was going to win anyway. So this was actually the beginning of the campaign against him, because they think that as popular as Donald Trump may be in the primaries, he won't be popular in the general elections. And speaking of popularity, another alarming survey, they all come out over the weekend, before the weekend, but they have a survey that shows that, again from Gallup, that belief in God in the U.S. has dipped to a new low. 81% say they believe in God. That's down from 87% just 5 years ago. Why would 6% of Americans, and it's a lot of people, lose belief in God? The vast majority of U.S. adults still believe in God, but the 81% who do so is down 6 percentage points from 2017, and it's the lowest in Gallup's trend in the history of the survey. Between 1944 and 2011, more than 90% of Americans said they believed in God. Belief in God has fallen the most in recent years among young adults and people on the left of the political spectrum, liberals and Democrats. These groups show drops of 10 or more percentage points, comparing the 2022 figures to an average of the 2013 to 2017 polls. Many other key subgroups have experienced at least a modest decline, although conservatives and married adults have had essentially no change. The groups with the largest declines are also the groups that are currently least likely to believe in God, including liberals. But it says 62% of liberals still believe in God. Young adults, 68%. Democrats, 72% believe in God. Belief in God is highest among political conservatives, 94%. And Republicans, 92%. Why would it be that conservatives would be so much more likely to express belief in God. I mean, everybody knows this. They know that in the last election, in the election of 2020, people who describe themselves as born again or evangelical Christians were about a quarter of the electorate, and over 80% voted for President Trump. Is that because he was the most religious of the candidates? Well, no. Biden goes to church more often than Trump, and certainly grew up in a more religious household than Trump did. But it really has to do, it seems to me, with that idea that people at one point make a choice between the two G's, between God and government. And for people who believe in the family and the little platoons of society who want to have people help take care of each other, there is less of a belief in the idea of an all-powerful government that makes rules for everybody and that actually is there to take care of people. How many people believe that God can hear prayers and intervene? It turns up that about half of those who believe in God, equal to 42% of all Americans, say God hears prayers and can intervene on a person's behalf. Meanwhile, 28% of all Americans say God hears prayers but cannot intervene, while 11% think God does neither. The idea that you believe in God and God hears your prayers, but God cannot intervene, will not intervene, I can understand, but cannot intervene. We'll talk about one of those areas where belief in God might be appropriate. Are we really close to nuclear war between Israel and Iran? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, with all of the problems and controversies that we have in the United States, there's still questions about what is going on with Ukraine, where basically it looks more and more difficult, and the Ukrainians are asking for more and more weapons to do the job that they can resist at all. The Russians establishing control of the Donbas of eastern Ukraine. But there's also this, a piece in the Hill by Mark Toth, who is something of a polymath. He's a retired economist. He's a historian, an entrepreneur. He's worked in banking, insurance, publishing, and global commerce. And he's also lived in U.S. diplomatic and military communities around the world, including London, Tel Aviv, Augsburg, and Nagoya. But he has a piece in the Hill that says, Israel and Iran, 5 minutes to Armageddon. And he points out that Israel and Iran are rapidly approaching an inflection point over Tehran's nuclear program. And what was the atomic equivalent of a controlled clash between the two countries is now devolving into an unconstrained chain reaction. In late May, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations agency tasked with globally overseeing nuclear technology and use, reported that Iran possesses enough fissile material to construct a nuclear bomb. Jerusalem's long-feared specter of Tehran becoming an existential threat to Israel is now very real and very imminent. And I can tell you there is a great deal of conversation in Israel, even comments by the defense minister, Benny Gantz, that with all of Israel's current political instability and a weak government, weak in terms of who knows how long it's going to survive, led by Naftali Bennett, but featuring eight different parties, it is a very broad coalition. The government could fall at any moment, but then again, Israel may act at any moment to try to at least temper the Iranian threat. Mark Toth writes that for Israel it is 1981 redux, when then Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and his security cabinet authorized Operation Babylon to destroy Saddam Hussein's Osirik nuclear facility. Iraq's atomic threat was largely theoretical in nature in 1981. Iran's today is far more dire and will be exponentially more difficult to eliminate. The difficulty is there is such a deep burying of nuclear facilities around Natanz, and it is unclear whether the munitions and the armaments exist that could actually penetrate and thoroughly destroy some of the nuclear facilities that Iran is building up and the enriched uranium. Guardrails aimed at avoiding this crisis, tenuous as they are fast dissipating, writes Toth. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, is all but dead. Brokered by the Obama administration in July of 2015, the accord was intended to severely curtail Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons. The Trump administration badly undercut the agreement by unilaterally withdrawing in May 2008. The agreement was by no means perfect, however, it did serve to stunt Iran's uranium enrichment while buying Jerusalem valuable time to plan and refine military options if needed. Really. Hardliners ended up dominating Iran's June 2021 elections, resulting in arch-conservative Ebrahim Raisi being elected as Iran's new president. Iran under Raisi is increasingly combative and non-cooperative. On June 6th, Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, reported to the agency's board of directors that Tehran had failed to provide explanations that are technically credible with respect to finding nuclear materials at three undeclared locations in Iran. If forced to attack Iran's nuclear program, Israel's primary target would be destroying the centrifuges enriching uranium in Natanz, Fordo, and elsewhere, all of which are buried deep underground. It's the only military means by which Jerusalem could avert Tehran from reaching the 90% enrichment level. This is very serious because Iran, of course, is called not for the defeat of Israel, but for its destruction, and refers Israel regularly to as a cancer. And analogies with animals are usually the first prelude to basically inhuman treatment. Jerusalem's planning must anticipate Hezbollah, Hamas, and other Tehran-backed militias aggressively responding in kind. If Israel launches a raid into Iran, in all likelihood before Israel's forces could return to Israeli airspace, massive volleys of rocket fire would be hitting the country from Lebanon, Gaza, and Syria, and possibly even from Iran itself. Striking Iran's nuclear facilities would be only the beginning, not the end, of a hot war between Israel and Iran. Now, military experts do think that if there were such a war, even without the direct support of the United States, that Israel would probably prevail. But the casualties could be enormous. And by the way, and then this is another article on the same subject, and some of the headlines that you may have heard, but this is from yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Israel's shadow war with Iran goes non-nuclear. The killing of Iranian Colonel Hassan Khodaei outside his Tehran home signaled a major shift in Israel's strategy toward Iran. The Jewish state's apparently considerable efforts on Iranian soil had formerly been directed at the Iranian nuclear program, but Jerusalem seems to have adopted a broader definition of the challenge it faces and the measures it will adopt to address it. Then they point out the Jewish state, in turn, is in the process of formulating and implementing a comprehensive response, a counter-envelopment of Iran, through deepening ties with states surrounding it, including Azerbaijan to the north and the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia to the southwest. What's significant about that is Azerbaijan and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, they're all Muslim nations.
This all forms part of the approach. Israel's 2021 transfer to the U.S. Central Command's area of responsibility offers potential for making these growing links operational in key areas. It appears that a bold change of the rules of engagement in which the totality of Iranian strategy will now be opposed also on Iranian soil forms an additional component of this effort. And yesterday there was also news about the United States being consulted and approving of Israeli strikes at Iranian resources and militias and rocket facilities in Syria, on Syrian soil. So the idea of the Biden administration hoping to make everything better by restoring the Iran deal, which is something that Joe Biden has been talking about since he was elected, complete disaster, going absolutely nowhere. And one of the many reasons that it's important for the United States to at least preserve credibility with our help for Ukraine, it's not only Taiwan, it's what Iran would do with a new nuclear capacity. And the difficulty is that what they could do is non-nuclear attacks, rocket attacks and others, with a fair certainty that Israel would not hit back with the nuclear resources that it preserves. But the United States of America is facing a series of challenges that are very profound. What do we need to focus on most? It seems to me that most on actually getting some working cooperation. What's the problem with the gun deal? You'll be astonished to hear. We'll also get to that, and we'll be giving you a review of the controversy regarding Lightyear and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.